Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, let's go to Egypt now, where there is very little doubt about who is going to win this week's presidential election. Today is the first of 3 days of voting, and incumbent Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has only one opponent, a little-known candidate who had once said that he actually supports President Sisi. Joining us now is NPR's Jane Arraf. She's in Cairo. And Jane, tell us what's happening today. Are people voting even though they basically know what the results are going to be?
They are definitely voting because it's being billed as kind of a patriotic duty. And that was the message that I got from the people I spoke with this morning. One of them was a retired engineer named Sameh Sultan. And he told me that there was a really basic reason he was voting. It was his duty.
I'm Egyptian. And it's simple. Egyptian, real Egyptian, means there is a vote. Voted. Why not?
Did you have any concerns that there weren't more candidates, or you felt it was okay?
No, it's okay. And I hope the whole world knows that we are okay.
So, obviously, it's not okay for everyone, because there were other candidates who faced a lot of problems, and they withdrew their candidacy. Some of them were actually arrested. That's how difficult it was to actually run. But that little comment, I think, is quite revealing because it also tells us that one of the points of this election really is to show the world that Egypt is having elections.
Hmm. And as you've said, Sisi has stifled any meaningful opposition. He has been known to even jail journalists. So, I mean, there are some issues going on there. And yet he still has supporters. Why is that?
There are, as you point out, a lot of restrictions. In many ways, when you talk to people, this country is more repressive than it was even under the era of Hosni Mubarak, who was toppled in a peaceful coup in the Arab Spring. There's a state of emergency that's been declared after attacks by ISIS. That state of emergency allows detention without charge. There are all sorts of people who have been rounded up. The crackdown on the media has included banning more than 93 news websites, and it's really very difficult for people to speak openly. Having said that, he still does have a lot of support because there are some things that a lot of Egyptians care more about, and they care about stability, they care about security. Some of them aren't that fussed about human rights and freedom of expression and all those other things.
Well, you had mentioned security, and Sisi had promised when he took office that he would boost security, that he would crack down on terrorism. You've referenced some of the attacks that the country has seen over the last year or so. How is he explaining that to voters? I mean, is he saying that he's been successful at enhancing security there?
He has, in a sense. He is billing himself as the guy who can put this country back together, the one who will continue to fight for stability, reminding Egyptians that, in his words, Egypt has a lot of enemies. So in many ways, this is seen as almost as an existential battle, that it's the survival of Egypt that's at stake here. So that's what he uses to justify a lot of these measures.
This election reminds me a lot of what we just saw in Russia. Vladimir Putin didn't have any opposition to speak of, really. He got 77% of the vote. Does Sisi need something similar to happen here? Does he need a lot of people to come to the polls? And does he need to win by a big majority?
In the last election that he ran in, and Sisi is the former military general, we'll recall, who led a military coup after Egypt's first democratically elected leader. He was toppled after protests against his Muslim Brotherhood government. So Sisi ran a year after that, and in those elections, he got almost 97% of the vote. So that 77% in Russia isn't looking that good. That one also had only two candidates, and almost half of eligible voters came out. So it's going to be a little bit embarrassing if he doesn't achieve those incredible levels of support.
Where does this leave people in Egypt who had hopes for democracy after the Arab Spring 7 years ago?
That's a great question. And those are the people who are not out there talking about how happy they are to be voting, because in many ways they are launching a silent protest by boycotting this vote. And silent because there has been an actual movement to try to organize a boycott of the vote. those people have been portrayed as traitors. So it's quite dangerous these days to actually openly say that you're against Sisi or against this process. But there are an awful lot of particularly young people who thought that the Arab Spring would bring in openness and human rights and inclusiveness and opportunity, and it's done nothing of the sort. And there are a lot of people who are very depressed about that.
That's NPR's Jane Aref on day one of voting in Egypt. Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you.